This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Today, a look at international baccalaureate classes. The curriculum's been growing across Texas because of its high standards. Hundreds of Texas teachers just spent a couple days in summer school learning the best ways to teach these classes.
The other thing that I tell my kids, I don't know.
We're in Ranch View High School in Irving. International Baccalaureate Coordinator Kari Christensen is lecturing her students on a cornerstone element of this curriculum, special projects. IB students spend months on each collecting research notes they assemble in what's called a process journal. They're a bigger deal than many realize.
I always tell the kids, you know, like Da Vinci, he's got all these ideas going on at multiple times and some half-done things over here and some complete thoughts over here. That's your process journal. I mean, it's just everything about your project goes in there.
A project might be building a robot or collecting human hair to help chemotherapy patients. Christensen says some ideas from the journal may end up in the project, others won't.
I'm kind of blown out the water right now because we did ours totally different.
Stephanie Durrett teaches IB students at a Dallas Charter High School and realizes she needs to unlearn her approach to the journal. She thought it was like a daily diary, but it's not. It's more comprehensive.
I think we might have been doing it the incorrect way, and I'm here to learn the correct way of how to do it.
The correct way of the process journal is to let the students drive the learning. That's according to Mike Molnati, who's been teaching IB for years. The IB curriculum goes back decades to help educate children of English-speaking parents living in distant countries. IB expanded in the U.S. and arrived in Texas in 1979. 12 years ago, there were about 30 IB schools in Texas. Today, there are 189, with 43 more in the works. IB is not what Mike Molnati calls the set-and-get method, where you sit in a class and take in information thrown your way.
Now what happens? We come in and we get you excited about a topic, let's say conflict or sharing the planet or something. And then you start asking questions as a student. Well, I'd like to learn about this and I'd like to learn about this. So then what you do as a teacher is you say, okay, let's help you discover what you would like to learn so that they can apply all of that later on.
Of course, facts and figures are important, but they're not everything, says Bill Schell, a veteran IB instructor from Colorado. He's helping teach the teachers.
Because it's not about the final product. It's about the process. What did I learn by doing the process? And at the end, my personal project may be a robot. What did I learn from that whole process? That's the learning we want.
That's why teachers like Saran Smith are here, to learn different teaching methods. The Dallas Charter School teacher likes IB's international curriculum that includes many cultures. To teach it, she must be familiar with those cultures, things like their food, their clothing.
To be able to give the kids a well-rounded understanding of what they need to learn, I need to learn it as well. So it's not just their learning, I'm learning as well. So it's full circle.
Lessons she'll take back to the classroom this fall. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.